Jonathan Clapham, a laborer of the gospel, as he said, and William Jenkin, their book to the protector called A Discovery of the Quakers' Doctrine. Their principles, etc., continued. Principle, he said, the scriptures are able to make wise unto salvation, and they are a more sure word of prophecy than any voice we can hear from heaven, page 6. And we will call them the word of God, whether the Quakers will or not, and we are to go to the law and testimony, page 7. Answer. And in this you are contrary to the ministers of the word, who call the scriptures the words of God, and Christ the word, and call the scriptures a declaration and a treatise, which Christ the word came to fulfill. And the law and testimony, which you say is the Old and New Testament, many may have, and yet stand against the law which is light, as said Solomon, and stand against the testimony of Jesus which is the spirit of prophecy, and crucify those who are in the law and testimony, as witness the ravening wolves that have had the sheep's clothing, but inwardly ravened from the spirit, which Christ said should come, and John saw were come, went out from the apostles, whom the world has since gone after. And many may have the scripture, and stand against the voice from heaven, as the Jews did against him who spoke from heaven, who is more sure. He who spoke from heaven was the end of the scriptures, and comes to fulfill them. And the scriptures are not able to make wise unto salvation, as you say, who leave out the faith, but through faith they are. Principle. Let the Quakers show wherever Christ or the apostles told people look to the light within them. And the Quakers say they write from the Spirit of the Lord and speak from God directly and infallibly, as did the apostles, and does this not bring them under the curse in the Revelations? Page 8. And say the letter is a dead and killing letter, these he calls wicked errors. And to say the light within is sufficient is an old popish argument. Answer. The light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with is the salvation to the ends of the earth, and sufficient. For he who believes in it shall have the light of life, and come to witness the law of God in his mind and in his heart. And the new covenant, in which he shall not need to say, Know the Lord. And the letter of Scripture, paper and ink, is a dead letter. And you all who speak and write, and not from God directly and infallibly, as the apostles did and prophets and Christ, but only have gotten the words, you are all under the curse in another spirit, ravened from the spirit that was in the apostles, only have had the sheep's clothing, inwardly ravening wolves. So deceived the world and the nations, and have been held up by the powers of the world, the powers of the earth. And the kings of the earth have drunk the cup of fornication, and they were likely to maintain what they have drunk. And so power has been given to the beast over all kindreds, tongues, and nations, and they should make war against the Lamb and the saints, and continue it till the words of God were fulfilled. And the apostles told the Corinthians, that light that shined in their hearts would give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And so all people upon the earth that have gotten a knowledge, if the light that has shined in their hearts has not given it them, what they know naturally. In these things they corrupt themselves. And so you who are ignorant of the apostles' doctrine, the light that gives people the knowledge, and the direct infallible spirit that the apostles were in, and that the scriptures were given forth from, are, together with the Pope, in another spirit than the apostles were in, comprehended by the spirit that gave forth scriptures. Principle. And what a dreadful judgment is upon those who leave the scriptures to look to the light within them, page 9. And many deceivers should come into the world that confess not Christ come in the flesh, receive them not into your houses. And the man Christ is testified against by the light, page 13. And he said, they publicly deny the resurrection of the dead body. And he said, the sufferings of Christ in the flesh were but an example and a figure. Answer. Christ ended all figures in suffering and examples and patterns. Yet he is the saint's pattern and example, as the scripture witnesses, and there is no other example nor pattern to be heeded but Christ alone, which they are to learn of. But to say he is nothing but a figure, for that you, and you all, will be judged, for he ended all figures and is the resurrection and the life both. And your dead body shall live with my dead body. This is scripture. And those who said the resurrection was past in the days of the apostles overthrew the faith of some. What overthrew the faith? Denying the resurrection, kept the seed in death, where it has been in you all since the days of the apostles. For those who are of faith are of Abraham, of Christ according to the flesh. And so if the dead do not arise, their preaching is vain and their faith is vain. So I say, mortal must put on immortality, and corruption must put on incorruption. The first man was made a living soul, the second was made a quickening spirit. There are earthly bodies and heavenly bodies. And there is a resurrection of the just and unjust, the one to eternal life, the other to condemnation. And the judge is the man Christ Jesus, to judge the quick and the dead, who both died and rose again, that he might be God of the dead and the living. And the light which every man has that comes into the world does not testify against Christ, and the light does not bring to deny the scriptures, but to own them. And none own them aright, nor Christ, but who are in the light which comes from him. And all who deny the light that enlightens every man are the wolves, and the false prophets and antichrists that have gotten the sheep's clothing, and such cannot be received into the houses of the saints, who are from the light which every man is enlightened withal. And none confess Christ come in the flesh, but who are in the light that Christ has enlightened them with. And so now all professors and teachers upon the earth and kings of the earth are ravened inwardly from the light which Christ enlightened them all with, standing against the light and the Lamb and the saints who are in it, and are not to be received into the houses of the saints, neither to told them Godspeed. For they are out from God that are out of the light which Christ the Son has enlightened them with. Principle, and he said, Christ has a human reasonable soul. Again, Christ, the eternal Son of God, distinct from the Father eternally, before he was made flesh, his spirit was distinguished from the Father and was the Son from eternity, and not only when he was manifested by descending on Christ in the likeness of a dove or by falling upon the apostles like cloven tongues. See page 17. Answer. Christ said he is in the Father, and the Father is in him, and he will send them the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. And Christ said, he was glorified with the Father before the world began. And yet you say, the Son is distinguished from the Father from eternity. And the Son said he is in the Father, and the Father is in him. And you say the Spirit is distinguished from the Father and the Son from eternity. And Christ said it proceeds from him and the Father, and he is the God and Father of the spirits of all flesh, and the substance of all things. And is not a human soul earthly? For you say that Christ had a human soul and is not human earthly, and has a human body and is not a human body an earthly body. Is not his body of the seed of Abraham according to the flesh? Is not his body a glorified body? Was not the first man of the earth earthly and had a human body, the second man the Lord from heaven? And is not the soul immortal, which comes out from God who is immortal and goes into God again? And is not human or earthly mortal? And are there not three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and are not they all one? How then are they distinct? And there are three that bear record in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, which agree in one. And Christ said, I and my Father are one, and I in the Father and the Father in me, and he is in the saints, and so not distinct. Principle. He said, it is impudence in the Quakers to deny the word Trinity and three persons, and the Church ever denied such as deny the doctrine of the Trinity. See pages 18, 19. Answer. As for the word Trinity and three persons, we have not read it in the Bible, but in the common prayer book or mass book, which the Pope was the author of. But as for unity, we own it, and Christ being the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of his substance of the Father, we own. What agrees with the Scriptures? And for what the Scripture speaks not, which men speak and teach for doctrine, their own words, that the Scriptures speak not nor teach, such the Scriptures shut out and we deny. Principle. He said, that is the weak, ignorant, dark, and the wicked sect of the devil that maintains equality with God, the soul to be one being with God or part of God. And said, the Quakers say there is no Scripture speaks of a human soul, and the soul is taken up into God, and God is all in all. Answer. The assembly or synod of priests put forth a catechism and say that the Holy Ghost and the Son are equal with the Father in power and glory, and this they put forth that people should learn it. Then, if any come to witness the Holy Ghost, they come to witness what is equal in power and glory with the Father. If any come to witness the Son of God revealed in them, which he who has not life, do they not come to witness him who is equal in power and glory with the Father? This is your own catechism. And is it blasphemy to confess your own word that you have given people to learn? God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul, God, who has all souls in his hand. And is not this breath of life that comes out from God, which is in God's hand, part of God and from God, and goes to God again, which soul Christ is the bishop of? Do you not speak of a human soul, an earthly soul, and is earthly immortal? Can it not die or be killed? and is not what came out from God, which God has in his hand, taken up into God again, which Christ the power of God is the bishop of, is not this of God's being? And does not the scripture say, God is all and in all? And how do you here divide the word of God aright, who shows so much ignorance of the letter of scripture? George Fox says, God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul, and is not this of God, of his being, and see, and is not that, which comes out from God, part of God. G.F. intends that divine life, power, and virtue, by which Adam in soul and body came to live to God, not that the soul of man as a mere creature created capacity is of God's own being and substance. W.M. Penn's Works, Vol. 2, pp. 521-522, Principle, he said, it is a wretched doctrine to say men do not have a human soul in them, and to say that the soul is a part of the divine essence. Answer. Is not that of God that came out from him? Is not the earthly and human of the ground, and is that not mortal? What is immortal human? Do you say it is human, and is that not earthly? And where does the scripture of the prophets, Christ or the apostles, tell people of a human soul, and of Christ having a human body in heaven? And does not the apostle speak of his glorified body? Principle, he said, that God should dwell in his saints and Christ inhabit in believers, how can this be? The heaven of heavens cannot contain him, how much less shall the small heart of man? Answer. The scripture said God will dwell in men and walk in men, and Christ who fills heaven and earth is in you, unless you are reprobates. And so, in this you have showed yourself one not able to divide the word aright. And the bodies of the saints are the temples of God, and God will dwell in them and walk in them, and he will be their God, and they shall be his people. Principle, he said, nor is it an essential indwelling of the divine nature in God's people. Answer. Does not the apostle say, the saints were made partakers of the divine nature, and that God dwells in the saints and Christ is in them, unless they are reprobates, and do not the saints come to eat the flesh of Christ? And if they eat his flesh, is it not within them? Principle, he said, God does not dwell in the saints as a personal union. See page 22. Answer. How then do the saints eat of his flesh to be of his flesh and bone? Or is it that they know God dwelling in them? Or how is it that they have unity with the Son and the Father? How is it that they are of his body, which is the church of which Christ is the head? Principle. To say a man is justified and made righteous by God's putting righteousness into us, and by righteousness wrought in the creature, confounds justification and sanctification. See page 25. Answer. The apostle brought people to the faith that was in their hearts, by which they were justified, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, etc., and they were to believe in the light, that was, Christ. And the light that shined in their hearts gave the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus their Savior. Now justification by the works of the law was, do this and live. They were to circumcise the children. If they did not, they were to be cut off. And they were to keep the law. But the faith of Christ ended the works of the law, for it took away the nature that the law went upon. Now the papists and priests are out of the works of the law, and the works of faith that works by love, for they are slaying one another about religion, though they pretend works, and killing of one another about religion was always contrary to the faith of Christ Jesus. Now the apostles were in the works of faith, who neither imprisoned nor persecuted any who were contrary-minded, nor wrestled against flesh and blood, but against the power that captivated creatures. And so all this work about works shows you and the papists both to be out of the faith that works by love, where love should overcome all things and bear all things. I do not measure priests and professors or papists by the works of the law which the apostle speaks of, which the false teachers were bringing people to in the days of the apostles. Neither do I compare or measure papists or priests with the works of faith that works by love. That becomes all to all for the winning some of them. Papists and priests and professors will kill one another about their faith, which is not the faith that works by love, but contrary to the apostles' and Quakers' faith. Principle, he said, our warfare cannot be expected to be over as long as we are in the body, and the best of saints do not live free from sin. Page 27. Answer. The apostles said they were made free from sin, and that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses us from all sin. And such as witnessed the everlasting covenant of God, that blotted out their sins and transgressions. And they witnessed the one offering that perfected forever those who are sanctified. And the saints witnessed the kingdom of God, which stands in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and were new creatures, the old man being put off, and they were more than conquerors. So you are ignorant of the Scriptures, and it is the doctrine of devils to preach that men shall have sin and be in a warfare so long as they are on earth. That is not the doctrine of Christ that brings people to the faith, which gives the victory, in which they have unity one with another, and please God. Principle, he said, to witness heaven within and hell within, and the resurrection is the mystery of iniquity, page 31. Answer, which shows you never knew heaven in yourself, nor hell there, nor Christ the resurrection and the life, which they are blessed that are made partakers of the first resurrection. On them the second death shall have no power. And the Scriptures do witness heaven within. And if Christ, who is offered up, the resurrection and the life, is not within you, you are a reprobate. Principle, he said, we shall have incorruptible, powerful, glorious, and spiritual bodies, and yet they say Christ is in heaven with a human body, which is earthly, see page 34. Again, the spirit can enter into heaven while the body is upon the earth. And he said, the fourth commandment commands the keeping of a seventh day, and he that breaks the least commandment and teaches men so to do is least in the kingdom of heaven, page 41. Answer. Have not all the priests and teachers in England denied the Jews Sabbath, the seventh day Saturday? And do not you work on it? And do you not meet together on the first day of the week Sunday? And do you not all teach men to break the commandment there? And you keep markets and fairs on the seventh day, the Jews' Sabbath. You meet together on the first day of the week, which is the eighth day, and so not one in seven. And if the saints sat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and if the saints in heaven must have a glorious body and Christ a human body, which I say is earthly, how does this agree with Scripture that says Christ's is a glorious body? And is it an earthly body the saints eat when they eat the flesh of Christ? And are not people in their first state, in the earthly, before they come to witness a spiritual body like unto his glorious body? How do you divide the word aright? And those who have the Spirit of Christ, their spirits are in heaven, and they have unity with the Father. Principle, we have no such direct converse with God now as to see him face to face, page 42. Answer, we believe you do not have, who have gone from the Spirit that the prophets and apostles were in, ravened from it since the days of the apostles in the apostasy, and so are not in the counsel of God, and are out of his teaching and instruction, and so far from having fellowship with God, for those who have fellowship with him come to see him. And you are not of the seed of Abraham, who saw God face to face, but are of the Pharisees' stock, who never saw his shape, John 5, 37. Principle. And you say, in the last days false prophets should arise and show signs and wonders, and if it were possible they should deceive the elect. And the coming of the man of sin is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. See page 44. Answer. Christ said, the false prophets and antichrists should come, which John saw had already come. Yes, many antichrists had already gone out into the world. And the apostle Paul saw the man of sin before his decease, the coming of him with the lying signs and wonders. Which man of sin since the days of the apostles, in this night of apostasy, has ruled and reigned with his lying signs and wonders. And these are not the true signs, but lying. And when they were ravened from the Spirit of God, they got the sheep's clothing while inwardly ravening wolves, which if it were possible, would deceive the very elect, which went forth from the apostles in the apostasy. And since they have deceived the nations, the wolves, those inwardly ravenous, though covered with the sheep's clothing. These things have been here among you in the apostasy, and the apostates have reigned and ruled, and have had the dominion since the days of the apostles. But now by what has been devoured in you all, are you made manifest and comprehended. So this man of sin, with his lying signs and wonders, who departed from the Spirit of God, as the devil did, who went from the truth, is he Satan, who is in everyone, and in the false prophets, who compels all his members to plead for the body of sin while they are upon earth, and so to keep them out of the faith of God's elect, that gives the victory over the world. He cannot deceive the elect, nor any of his members deceive, who are ravened from the Spirit of God. Principle, he said, the Quakers despising the fashions of the world, condemning the honors and pleasures thereof, and their sober carriage and deportment among men, and willingness to suffer, all these he calls wickedness. See pages 49, 50. Answer. But it seems this practice of denying the fashions of the world and condemning the honors and pleasures of it and their sober carriage offends him and the world and the rest of the priests and professors, and the denying the lusts which they are in. Principal, he said, the devil is not an adulterer, page 51. Answer, did the devil abide in the truth? Did not he go out of it? And are not all who go out of the truth with him adulterers who begets his own image and is the foundation of adultery? Principal, he said, the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world is a natural light or law, page 56. Answer. Which light, Christ Jesus, is the end of the law, before any natural light was made or created? For all things that were made by him, and he does enlighten every man that comes into the world. Principal, he said, the light will not bring men to salvation, page 56. Answer. The light that enlightens every man who comes into the world is Christ, the salvation to the ends of the earth. Principal, he said again, the light is not sufficient to lead men to salvation, page 60. And to witness sanctification within and justification there is to confound justification and sanctification. And grace and justification is a created thing, and the light within is mere darkness, which the Quakers speak of. See page 61. Answer. The light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with comprehends all darkness and leads out of it, and there is no occasion of stumbling in it. For, as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. And the light is not darkness, but he who said the light is darkness is out of the light in the darkness. And justification and sanctification being within does not confound it without, but it is the same that is within that is without. And grace is the gift of God, and sanctification both, Christ Jesus, who was before any creature was created, and the grace comes from the throne. Principal, he said, they are the unestablished people who are running after every way of error that own the Quakers in these nations, page 62. Answer. In that the nation will witness against you, for those who own the Quakers are known to have been the most knowing, seeking people that have been in the nations, and the most sincere people, and none come out of error but those who come to the Quakers' light which they follow, which is Christ. Principal, he said, that Christ has a human created soul. See page 63. Again, and the light and the conscience to be Christ is a false doctrine. And the Quakers seek to bring people from all other teaching but the light within them, page 65. Answer, the soul of Christ is witnessed. But to say it is human, earthly, and created, when the scripture does not teach us that doctrine, we cannot believe nor own your words, but deny them. And Christ is the light in the conscience, which enlightens every man who comes into the world, who was before any creature was, which he who receives comes to him to be his teacher and feels him reign. And all men must come to the light which Christ has enlightened them with, who is the covenant of God, to feel the law written in their hearts, and in their minds to bring them off all other teachers, whereby they need not teach one another, nor say, know the Lord. Principle. He said, men may be called of men master, and it is but a trivial case to deny it, and they may deny to be called father as well as master. See page 68. Answer, you have in this denied the doctrine of Christ and slightest it, who said, do not be called master by men, for you have all one master, who is Christ, and you are all brethren. And you have shown yourself out of the brotherhood, and there is a birth to be born, which can call no man father upon earth, which you are ignorant of. Principal, he said, there is lawful respect of persons, and it is said God himself is the respecter of persons. And the Quakers overthrow all authority because they do not respect persons, page 71. Answer, God is not a respecter of persons, as the apostle said, for he gives his covenant to the Gentiles as well as to the Jews. And the faith of God's elect is held without respect of persons, and he who respects persons commits sin and transgresses the law. And so you do not divide the word correctly. Principal, he said, false prophets shall arise and damnable heresies, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by which the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Answer. The apostles saw them come up, the false prophets who brought in the damnable heresies, who were covetous, etc., and many followed their ways. And the false prophets go from the light that Christ has enlightened them with, and are depleted from the Spirit, and get the sheep's clothing, and through their covetousness make a trade of that. And you are such as cause the truth to be evil spoken of, who have come up since the days of the apostles. Principal. And the Quakers are not to be received into their houses, nor told God speed, and such as creep into houses, lead silly women captive, laden with sin, and led away with divers lusts. Answer. The apostles saw such as crept into houses, and such as transgressed the doctrine of Christ, that were not to be received into houses, and saw the deceivers that walked after their ungodly lusts before the apostles' decease, and such as kept people always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, as is manifest now in the world. They are learning 40, 50, or 60 years, and yet there is a cry among those that they must have the body of sin and live in their sins while they be upon the earth, and that none can be without it. And this is the height your doctrine leads to, which is now in the mouths of all people who are under your teaching that teach that doctrine. Yet you will say, the work of the ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, to the edifying of the body of Christ, till all come into the unity of the faith unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And this work you have denied yourselves to be in. But how should it be otherwise with such that are like Jannes and Jambres, who have ravened from the Spirit of God inwardly, who went forth from the apostles, who are covetous, who keep people always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? So you are those who keep people from the light that enlightens every man who comes into the world, and keep them in spiritual Egypt, Sodom, and Gomorrah, where they are always learning, having the form of godliness, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And this to you all will be a sad cup at last. And as for all your lies and slanders in your book, which are not worth mentioning, they will come sadly upon yourself one day for the grievous lies you have uttered in it to the nation. But thousands in the nation, who are not under the name of Quakers, know and see the contrary of what you have published. They will fall upon your own self and be your own burden. And then you shall say, when you feel your own works burn, you had better have been silent, and not have published forth your folly, and made your name to stink, and brought your name upon record, who has made lies your refuge. But the hail is come, and coming, that will sweep them away. William Thomas, called Minister of the Gospel of Ubley, his book called A Vindication of the Scriptures and Ministers. His principles follow. Principle, he said, Christ directs to look for life in the Scriptures because they testify of him, and that the Scriptures are the ground of faith and the saints' rule. And again, we are justified by Christ without us and not within us. See his epistle. Answer, many had the Scriptures and searched them and did not find life in them, for Christ is the life. And if men have all the Scriptures and do not have Christ, they do not have life. And so Christ did not say they should have life in the Scriptures, but he said they thought to have life there, and that they testified of him, and they would not come to him that they might have life. How ignorant are you of the Scriptures and of Christ's words to divide them in this manner? And Christ is the author of the faith. And many have Scriptures and do not have the ground of faith until they have Christ the author of it and God the giver of it, which are able to make wise unto salvation through the faith which Christ is the author of. For Enoch and Abel and Seth had faith before the Scriptures were written, and so before your ground was. And the saints had a rule before the Scriptures were written, for the Spirit was their rule that led them into all truth and to speak forth Scriptures. That is the rule that mortifies, circumcises, baptizes, and leads into all truth. The Word of God that fulfills Scriptures leads into all truth. That is the truth that leads into all truth. Now the Scriptures cannot lead into all truth, but they testify of that which does. And if Christ is not within people, they are reprobates, and is a reprobate justified? And if Christ is within, is not the justification there, and redemption and sanctification witnessed? Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Principle, he said, we consider how few there are in the church that belongs to God. See his epistle. Answer, this is your own church, which is not the pillar and ground of truth. For who are in the church of Christ, the pillar and ground of truth, where there is not a spot, or wrinkle, or blemish, nor any such thing, are those who belong to God. They are living stones, built up together as a spiritual house, but you are a great distance away from. Principle, he said, we willingly acknowledge we are fallible men that may be deceived, and to find infallible teachers is against experience. None pretend infallibility but the Pope. See page 9. He said, the Scriptures are the well and living fountain, from where living waters have been drawn this 100 or 1,000 years, page 8. Answer. If everyone who has the Scriptures also has the fountain, then does the devil also have the fountain? Since he can bring Scriptures, does he have the fountain and well of living waters? No, we say, God and Christ is the fountain of all good. And said David, all the springs are in him. And so, many may have the Scriptures and yet want the waters, want the fountain. who have had them since the days of the apostles, who have had them this many hundreds of years in the apostasy, the sheep's clothing, and have known no other fountain but them, nor any other well. So all the leanness of souls has been among people, because they have not known the fountain of whom they learned that gave forth scriptures. And we do believe you, that you are fallible men, who say, the scriptures are the well and fountain of living waters, and you are not infallible. And it is contrary to your experience to be infallible. And we say the Pope is not infallible either, though he is your father, the ancient. Yet we say, he and you are apostatized from the infallible spirit that the apostles were in, to which we have come, with which you are seen and judged, not to have the spirit of Christ Jesus, not to have the spirit of the prophets and apostles, not to be led by the spirit of truth into all truth, not to be in the spirit, not to speak as you are moved by the Holy Ghost, but to be such as are ravened from the spirit of God inwardly, and have gotten the sheep's clothing, you and the Pope, and so have devoured nations for this many hundred years, so have all been like ravening wolves. For who witnessed these conditions that they were in that gave forth the scriptures? They witness infallibility, an infallible spirit, which is now possessed and witnessed among those called Quakers. Glory to the highest forever, that your folly now should be made manifest. The morning is springing in, the night of apostasy is going. So I say, the devil, false prophets, antichrists, deceivers, beast, mother of harlots, none of these can witness an infallible spirit, nor the well nor fountain, but the letter. Though they may get all the sheep's clothing and come in likeness of a lamb or a sheep to deceive people. But being out of the spirit that Christ, the prophets and apostles were in, that gave forth scriptures, they are not infallible as they were, but with that they are all judged out, which will answer what they are all gone from, where the key is known, and the well was and is in believers. Principle. And the scriptures is the rule, and the Quakers dream of the light to be their rule to walk by. Page 14. Answer. The word of God which lives and endures forever, which came to the saints of old, which caused them to give forth scriptures and to write them, which fulfills all the words again, is the rule. Which word was spoken to the saints before scripture was written, which lets all people see that declaration and fulfills that declaration to them, Christ the leader of the people, the covenant of God, who is the light, and they are in the dreams who deny it. Principle, he said, but Christ by his magistrates has appointed tithes a maintenance for his ministers. Page 21. Answer. Since the days of the apostles, the Pope gave tithes and other magistrates that followed him, and he has had the tenths, the tithes, since this night of apostasy, and the reprobation has been from the apostles' doctrine. And many have had the sheep's clothing, but have been ravenous from the life that they lived in that gave it forth, so have not seen to what state and condition the scriptures were spoken, being out of the life they were in that gave them forth. And do not see the substance, Christ Jesus, who came to end the first priesthood, and the ministers who took tithes, tolerated by the first covenant, which the apostle witnessed the end of, and to bring in an everlasting covenant and another ministry and another maintenance to them. Since the days of the apostles, those who are ravened from the Spirit of God have lost the maintenance the apostles and Christ gave, and so have set up tithes and another ministry, which is neither agreeable to Jews nor Gentiles, nor Christ's, but darker. But the night of apostasy is going over, the true light shines, and the light of the living is springing in. Principle, he said, the direct spirit excludes the word to be the rule, page 38. And the word and the spirit, he said, are different things. And the Pharisees thought right that eternal life was laid up in the scriptures, page 39. Answer. Christ told the Pharisees they would not come to him that they might have life. And he was the life, and he was the way, and no one comes to the Father but by him. He does not say he was scripture, but he bids them search it, for it testified of him, and none have life but who are in him. And the word and the spirit are one, and the spirit does not exclude the word nor the scriptures, for they were given forth from it, and it owns them again. With it are they seen, given forth in time, fulfilled in time, and they cannot be broken, and the saint's life is hid in Christ who ends them. Principle, he said, men are saved, but not by Christ within us. Page 42. Answer, how is man's salvation wrought but by the power of Christ within? How is the old man destroyed but by Christ within? How is the justification felt but by Christ within? And where the seed Christ who suffered without, is made manifest within, there is redemption and life. He who has the Son of God has life. Redemption to God out of the first Adam, and he who feels Christ within feels salvation, and who does not is a reprobate, though he may talk of him. Principle. He said, it is a fond sign to depend upon an unwritten word directly within themselves, and say, from that word is the life manifested within, page 43, and Christ is not come to them in the flesh. And he said, Timothy had the gift of God freely, and elders are called ordinarily and not directly. This call ordinary is common to all ministers, to continue to all ages in the church, page 47. Answer. All those who do not have the unwritten word in their hearts, which is direct, do not know the word of faith, do not know the word of reconciliation, do not know the engrafted word that is able to save their souls, do not know what lives and abides and endures forever, do not know eternal life. Neither do they know eternal life who do not have the word, the direct word within them, and do not know the immortal seed. Such are in the fondness, who have the scripture and put that for the word, which is words. And since the days of the apostles, in your churches, your ministers, your elders, your makers of your ministers, have all been made intermediaries by men, and so it is ordinary, as you call it. But before the apostasy, in the days of the apostles, we say, neither elders nor ministers were made by intermediaries. But what made the elders was the Holy Ghost to oversee, and what brought them to minister was directly from God, and so they were ministers of the Spirit. And all elders made by the intermediaries are carnal, earthly, and their weapons are earthly, and their rule which they oversee with is earthly. Therefore your church has broken into so many pieces, and they divide and cannot hold together like earth, because you are not in a direct spirit. And so we do see it is so since the days of the apostles, neither your elders nor your teachers are called directly, but only have the sheep's clothing, ravened from the Spirit of God. And so are the wolves, tearing one another to pieces about the letter and your apprehensions of it. And Timothy, many of you say, did not have a direct call, and yet you say, he had the gift of God. Does not what God gives to men bring to do his will, and what is given from God to man is not that direct and perfect? And we do believe you, that you do not witness that you are of his flesh and of his bone. You have not eaten his flesh, nor drunk his blood. Therefore you say the scriptures are the fountain of life, and have been these hundreds of years, which scriptures the Pharisees had in their age, and did not have life. You have had the scriptures, which you call the well and fountain of life, many hundreds of years. Yet though you and the Pharisees have all scriptures, except you eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood, you have no life in you, neither you nor the Pharisees, which flesh is our food and blood is our drink. But we believe you that these many hundreds of years you have not eaten his flesh, nor drunk his blood, and so are not of his flesh nor of his bone. Therefore you cry so much against direct and infallibility. Principle, he said, the holiest man, that is not able to give an infallible character of another man, page 49. We do grant that our ministers came from Antichrist and passed through him. And he charges people for leaving their callings, and says, that the Quakers are like to those who flee from the wrath to come. Answer. We do believe that your ministers came from Antichrist and through Antichrist, for he was the channel. But the Quakers are neither of you, nor of Antichrist, nor of the Pope, but they are of the apostles' stock and of Abraham and of Christ before the Pope was, Antichrist was, or you were, and so with the Spirit of God and the apostles you are fathomed. The Quakers witness they are made free from the wrath to come, which the Pharisees who fled to John did not. There your measure is too short. All in the light may see it, and you have discovered and shown your ignorance of the scripture. You say that the holiest man is not able to give an infallible character of another man. Does this not reveal to you that you are not a minister of Christ or of the Spirit? If you cannot infallibly discern the character of another man, how can you minister to his condition? How can you see where he is? How can you see those who are turned from the darkness and who are in the darkness? How can you distinguish one from the other, or a holy man from an unholy man, unless you can infallibly discern the character of any man's state? How can you know when men are in the Spirit, and that they are epistles written in one another's hearts, not with paper and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God? Oh, a divider of the word correctly has been lacking among you dark ones. You may say right enough, your ministers came from Antichrist and through Antichrist. And did not the saints leave their callings? Principle, he said, it is a fancy to witness the righteousness of Christ within us, page 61, and to maintain persecution, he brings Ahab slaying the false prophets, and for the laying on of hands, he brings the practice of the apostles. And to stop the liberty of conscience, he said, must Saul be permitted to do what he will against Jesus of Nazareth? Answer. False prophets are enemies, yet they are not to slay them. The apostles did not wrestle against flesh and blood with the false prophets, as you ministers do now. Though Saul did, before he was Paul, and showed himself of your nature, unconverted. Whoever is not in the state to witness Christ in them manifest in their flesh, and their condemning sin in the flesh, that they may through him become the righteousness of God, they are in their fancies presumed imaginations. And Christ destroys the ground of all fancy, and brings to see where there is no shadow or changing, and brings their conscience into liberty, and washes and sprinkles it, where the mystery of faith is held in it. Your laying on of hands, since the apostasy from the apostles, is not like the apostles, because you do not have an infallible spirit, nor are you infallible, nor called directly by God, as they were. None of those you lay your hands on can receive the Holy Ghost, when you yourselves are not in the direct spirit, nor infallible, nor called directly. So you all being in the apostasy from the apostles' hands and calling, your folly is made manifest, the light has discovered you, at which you are stumbling, and everyone is wrestling against the Lamb and the saints, who is wrestling against the light, and such are antichrists, who shall be slain with the sword, which is the words of his Christ's mouth. The Lamb and the saints shall have the victory. Principle, he said, human learning helps to understand heavenly things, page 70. Again, Christ enlightens men no more ways but one, to wit, by a natural light, page 71. And the righteousness within is not what justifies, and we are not freely justified, and saved, and redeemed, that is, through that redemption and righteousness that is within us, pages 74, 75. He said, we are justified freely, but not by the grace wrought in us. Answer, by grace you are saved, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And this is manifested in the heart, before it is known and possessed. Everyone must know by experience justification, redemption, righteousness, and salvation. These are all known within us. If they are not experientially known within, people are still in the first Adam, driven from God, and have not come to the second Adam, not knowing salvation in the ground, justification in the ground, and redemption in the ground in their hearts. If Christ, the righteousness of God, redemption, justification, and salvation, are all not felt within people, and found within, then they are reprobates. Reprobates may talk of it, but where that is outward, there is not salvation, righteousness, redemption, justification, etc. Christ enlightens every man that comes into the world, him by whom the world was made before it was made, which light people are to believe in, which is not natural, which gives to see over nature before natural was. For the natural lights are the sun, moon, and stars, which may be seen with a visible eye. But Christ the light, the covenant of light to Jews and Gentiles, the salvation to the ends of the earth, enlightens everyone that comes into the world, that all men through him might believe. Here God is no respecter of persons. He who believes in the light shall be saved, and he who does not is condemned. And he comes to be a child of light who believes in the light. Now shall the world be reproved for not believing in the light. Human learning is what is earthly and natural, that does not open the heavenly. What reveals the things of God is the Spirit of God, beyond all the world's wisdom. For that you call human learning, and human soul, and human body is earthly, not heavenly, nor understands them. The earth is below, so they who are below measure by the earthly wisdom, but those who are from above speak of the things above, and so what gives to understand the heavenly things is the Spirit of God, and the spiritual wisdom, which is not of man, nor from man. For said the apostle, neither knows any man the things of God, but the Spirit of God. Principle and the righteousness of Christ by which we are justified, he said, is not within us. Again, the Lord will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, but that is not meant that all should have the Spirit, for some have not the Spirit, as in Jude. Page 79, he said, he desires God to lighten with a better light than what lightens every man, and see and to lead them out of these gross delusions. See page 80. Answer. You who are not justified by that Christ that suffered without, manifested within you, shall never know justification. If the justification is not within, you are reprobates. The Lord has fulfilled his promise by pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters, handmaids and old men, though they quench it. and that in Jude proves they had the Spirit, who went in Balaam's, Kor's, and Cain's way, but had erred from it. Where you are, in the sensual state, in the sex, and not seeing the fulfillment of the promise of the Father, that he would pour out of the Spirit upon all flesh. Apostatized from the life the apostles were in, and the prophets, you manifest yourselves to the whole world. And so you do not acknowledge the light, Christ Jesus, whom God sent into the world, and gave his only begotten Son into the world, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through him might believe. But you who desire better light of God than he, to wit, Christ, show your tempting and blasphemy. For there is no other way to the Father but by Christ, the light of the world, who enlightens everyone, and see, and he who does not believe in that light is condemned. Principle, he said, and Christ enlightens every man that comes into the world, that is meant the church. See postscript. Paul and Peter were instructed by direct revelation, which we are not so presumptuous as to expect. And said, reproaches are cast upon the ministers, because they are not infallible, and preach not by direct inspiration as the apostles did. Postscript. Answer. You who do not instruct and preach by the same direct infallible spirit the prophets and apostles were in, are all in a usurped authority, out of the spirit, have run ahead of God, and were not sent from God. For whom God sends, he sends directly. And whom he teaches directly, and they know his infallible spirit. None know the scriptures of truth but who are in the infallible spirit, and direct, which the prophets and apostles were in, from which you are gone forth, and it is presumption in you to teach without it. Neither you nor the Pope are scorned, who are the false prophets and antichrists who Christ said should come, and the apostle John saw were come, who were inwardly ravened, and have gotten the sheep's clothing, have the form but deny the power. You who deny infallibility, and the direct call, and the direct ministry, have denied the power of God, and so keep people always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, in the usurped authority which the apostles stopped and rebuked before their decease. And so you do not see the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. Christ said, I am the light of the world, not of saints only. And the prophet said, I will give him for a covenant to the Gentiles, not a new covenant to the house of Israel only, and there he was prophesied of before John came, the greatest prophet who was born of a woman, who said, This is the true light that enlightens every man. And when Christ was come, he said he was the light of the world. And whosoever did believe in him should not abide in darkness, but should have the light of life. And so, since you ravened from the Spirit of God and have only had the sheep's clothing, you have brought people into heaps and sects. Those who are not in what is infallible are those who reproach. For they are in the scornful spirit, but the Spirit of God never did scorn, which was direct and infallible, which the prophets, Christ, and the apostles were in, which always judged the scorners who were strayed from the infallible spirit. Principle, and you say, to the law and to the testimony, and that he gave some apostles for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, till all come into the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature and fullness of Christ. Answer. You and all of you who have denied infallibility and direct inspiration and teaching have shut yourselves out of the law and testimony and the work of the ministry, which is for the perfecting of the body, and bringing them to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God. For the law is light, that is infallible and direct. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, that is infallible and direct. And you may have the Old and New Testament, and say that is the law and testimony. But the law and testimony was before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Acts, the Epistles, and the Revelations were written, even in the days of Isaiah. See Issa 8. What perfects the saints is infallible. That gift which was given to the ministry is infallible and direct. What edifies the body of Christ is infallible and direct. What brings to the knowledge of the Son of God is infallible, perfect, and direct. What brings to a perfect man to the unity of faith is infallible and direct and perfect. What brings to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ is perfect and infallible and direct. And the infallible and direct you having denied, you have shut yourselves out of the work of the ministry in the apostasy. Answer. As for the rest of the lies and slanders in your book, they will be your own burden who utter forth your own folly, and they do not touch the saints, but fall off like dust, they are of no weight, And the day is come that tries men's works infallibly, what is for the fire and what not. Jeremy Ives' book called The Quaker's Quaking. His principles follow. Principle. He said, have a care of slighting your watchmen, lest the Lord remove them into corners. Answer, Christ the teacher is witnessed, who is the end of Moses and the prophets, the covenant of God with his people, in which people would know God if all their teachers were removed into corners. And those who have their teachers in corners, their houses are left desolate, they are strangers from the covenant of God. So in this your ignorance appears of that teacher who cannot be removed into a corner, who is the salvation to the ends of the earth. Principle. He said, it is an error to say, the light within is equal with Scripture and God's Word. Answer, Christ within is the light, and he is above Scripture and is God's Word, which was before Scripture was given forth. Principle, he said, is it any more a nickname to call a man a Quaker because he quakes by the power of God? Page 3. Answer, yes, if the power of God makes him quake and tremble. And he must quake before salvation is wrought out, and man comes out of the fall, out of Adam's state in the transgression, in the earth world, and darkness, corruption, pollution, and death. He must know the power of God that shakes what is to be shaken, before he knows that raised up that cannot be shaken, which the world is ignorant of, though they have the form of it. And the first one to nickname the Quakers that I heard was a corrupt justice in the year 1650, whose name was Gervase Bennett, in Derby. He was the first that ever named the people of God Quakers, though the mighty power of the Lord God had been known for years before. Principle, he said, it is an error in those men that will allow nothing to be called God's Word but Christ. Page 6. Answer. Christ's name is called the Word of God. His name is above every name, and over all things, words, and names, he must have the preeminence. Yet I say, the Scriptures of truth, given forth from the Spirit of truth, are the words of God, God's words which Christ the Word fulfilled, in whom they end, who is before the words were spoken forth. Principle, he said, it is an error to say they are directly sent of God, and to have a direct call from God to go out of their countries to preach the gospel. See page 9. Answer, you, and all you who speak or preach or go to people, but not by the direct Spirit and a call from God, are those who run and the Lord never sent you. And you do not profit the people at all, as all your fruits in the nation declare upon the housetop. Therefore are you wrangling and envying those who are directly sent from God, and have left their callings as the saints and prophets did. I say none upon the earth can preach the gospel, but those who are in the direct call, for the gospel is the power of God, and that is direct. The prophets, Christ, and the apostles who gave forth the scriptures all spoke by the direct Spirit of God, and all who are not in the same are not able to know the scriptures. As that unsavory Percival said, he does not have the infallible Spirit. Yet he will bawl of the scriptures that were given forth from the infallible Spirit. The devil who compasses surrounds the earth, wandered from the truth. The Pharisees compass sea and land. The false prophets and antichrists have gone over nations. Now all these may get scriptures, but are out of the life of them. Such make proselytes, devils, disciples, and messengers. But those who are in the power of God, and the life that gave forth scriptures, who comprehend and fathom the world, they are in what the devils, antichrists, false prophets, mother of harlots, and all their proselytes who have scriptures out of the life, are out of. These are the Quakers, and therefore all the world rages against them, who witness what cannot be shaken. Principle, he said, it is an error to say that every man has a light within him that will teach him to worship God aright. Page 18. Answer. Christ the truth, who has preeminence, enlightens every man that comes into the world, who shall make every tongue to confess him to the glory of God. If they love the light which comes from Christ the truth, who is the life, it will teach and direct every man to worship God in the truth, in what untruth is out of. So every man has a light sufficient to salvation, for it comes from the salvation, Christ the power of God, the salvation to the ends of the earth. And this light will let everyone see the Son of God, beyond all external means, wisdom, or knowledge whatsoever. It is what darkness cannot comprehend, which John bears witness of, the true light which lights every man that comes into the world, which the Jews and Levites stumbled at, which set all Jerusalem in an uproar, as it does the wisest priests and professors in this age. And no one upon the earth shall ever know Christ but by the light which he has enlightened him with. Even if they have all the scriptures that speak of him having come already, as the Pharisees had those that spoke of him as to come. Yet if they hate the light, they shall all be snared, and stumble, and fall, and split themselves upon the rock. Like those are now stumbling at the light which every man that comes into the world is lighted with, who are the builders with the words, who say, Christ has come, as the Pharisees did with the words that said, he was to come. So both these builders reject the cornerstone, and stumble at the elect stone laid in Zion, and none see God but by the light with which they are enlightened. The substance of all the preaching of the apostles was to bring people to the covenant of light, both Jews and Gentiles, to whom he was promised. All upon the earth who deny this light that enlightens every man who comes into the world are in the error, out of the covenant of God, and strangers from the covenant of promise. Principle, he said, it is an error to say the letter of Scripture is carnal, page 22. Answer, we cannot say the letter of Scripture, paper and ink, is spiritual, but what it speaks of testifies to is spiritual. Principle, he said, it is an error to say they are perfect and without sin, page 23. And another error to say that none can come to God and Christ but they who come to perfection. Answer. Whoever comes to Christ and God comes in the one offering which has perfected forever those who are sanctified. And whoever comes to Christ comes to him that is perfect. And without holiness none can see him. And those who pretend coming to God and Christ out of perfection are in the error, and all sin is error, and they who are in it are in the error. But the apostle said they were made free from sin, and had put off the body of sin, and by the blood of Christ were cleansed from all sin, and that by one offering he had perfected forever those who are sanctified. So they who say men must have sin while they are upon the earth, and who plead for it, are not the friends of Christ. For those who are the friends of Christ are in his power, atop of the power of sin, and trample it underfoot. Principle, he said, that the Scripture is the Word. And though Christ is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world, yet that light in every man does not direct a man into the worship and service of God, though it is the true light of Christ, page 35. Answer. Nothing can direct men into the worship and service of God but the true light, for the light is what makes manifest, which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with, which, he hating it and not coming to it because his deeds are evil, will be his condemnation. And you shall feel it heavy at the last, though now you may roar and rage for a time, yet the bond is gone over you, the chain is set, and the sentence is given. Principle. He said, it is an error of such as leave water baptism and breaking of bread. See page 38. Answer, does not the apostle bring people off those things that are seen? Are not outward water and outward bread the things that are seen? And are not these things temporal, though in their places and service they are owned? But those who come into the baptism of the Spirit come into that in which the other ends, the greater. For many came to John, but when they should have come to receive Christ the light, which enlightens every man, they stood against him, as you do now. And Christ told them they received honor one of another, as you do now, a mark of the unbeliever, and the love of God was not in them, and the word of God was not abiding in them, and they had never heard the voice of God, nor seen his shape at any time. And there are you, like the Jews, whose table is a trap, sticking in the outward things, standing against the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and so stumbling at the cornerstone, elect and precious. But it has fallen upon your heads, and will grind you to powder. Fight, bustle, and do all that you can, it is upon you, and all your compliments will do you no good. And none seek the honor that comes from above, but those who are in the light that enlightens every man. And none honor the Son, but who are in the light that comes from him, though they have all the scriptures, as the Pharisees had in their age. Principle, he said, error in life does not prove error in judgment, page 46. Answer. Those who err in the life err in the judgment, for all that err in the judgment are erred from the life. And all the Pharisees had scriptures, yet being erred from the life, they all erred in their judgment, and did not know Christ the substance of scriptures. So all who are in error in life err in judgment. You all stumble at the light with which Christ enlightens every man. None are out of the error of life and out of the error of conduct, but who are in the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world? Principle, he said, that the Quakers foam at the mouth. Answer. It is a shame that men should ever lose their soberness and come to lose all modesty, that so many who call themselves teachers in this nation should publish such odious lies and untruths to the nation. and that the Quakers have hung ribbons upon one another and given ribbons to one another, as instance, GF should have from MF. Oh, that ever modesty should be so lost, and shamefacedness quite gone, which should have been a garment to have covered impudence. That men, and teachers of people, and professors should ever make lies their refuge. But I say, the Lord forgive you, for all these things shall be your own burden, and a heavy burden is come upon you, and coming upon you all in the nation, who trust in lies. But what if you should see every man with his hand on his loins, in pain to be delivered? Principal, he said, the prophet who shall presume to speak a word in my name, and I have not commanded him to speak, he shall die. See page 26. Answer. Here you have brought yourself, and all of you, under your own judgment, and given sentence upon yourselves, and all the rest of the teachers, who say, they never heard the voice of God directly from heaven, nor direct inspiration nor revelation. So you all lack the Spirit of God, and are out of it that the prophets and apostles were in, and with it are all judged. Though you may run in pretense of his name, with the form, and say you never heard his voice, but that prophet shall die, you say. So you have judged yourselves, and there are all you teachers in the apostasy since the days of the apostles. Principal. And Christ said, many deceivers should come in his name and deceive many, and such as serve not the Lord Jesus Christ but their own bellies. And with good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. See title page. Answer. Christ said in Matt 24:7 that false prophets should come, and antichrists, which before the apostles' decease they saw had come, and such as did not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies' lusts, who went out from the apostles, which, in the revelation, John saw the whole world had gone after, and those had gotten the sheep's clothing, and so deceived with the good words and fair speeches. These were inwardly ravened from the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. And such have good words and fair speeches, but deceive the hearts of the simple, and gather people into forms and heaps and sects and ways, and opinions one against another, which are nothing but the beast and his names, and all against the light that enlightens every man, and so are making war against the saints of the Lamb. But the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory, who will slay with his sword the words of his mouth. Judgment has come through unto victory, and set in the earth. So the deceivers and antichrists are telling people, now is the last time, now they have come, and referencing them come to Matt 7:24, which indeed Christ did say they would come. But John said they had come, by which they knew it was the last time. In the Revelations he said, that all nations have drunk the whore's cup, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the inhabitants of the earth are drunk with the wine of her fornication, and the earth is corrupted. As you make it appear, your fruits declare it. And this is what has brought the nations to be as waters, and peoples as waters, and tongues as waters, and multitudes as waters, ravened inwardly from the Spirit of God, yet have gotten the sheep's clothing to deceive the nations. Those who drank the blood of the saints, the prophets and martyrs, made war against the saints and overcame them. But now the saints and the Lamb have the victory, glory to the highest. And to what they ravened from, people have now come. William Dell's book called A Stumbling Stone. His principles follow. Principle, he said, the carnal church is a great enemy to Christ's church. And they are offended at Christ, because in him there was no human nor earthly thing, page 13. It is the greatest error that reigns under Antichrist's kingdom to affirm that the universities are the foundation of ministers. And Peter undoubtedly taxes the universities, with such men to be false doctors, false prophets, out of which proceed all the teachers in the world, in their towns and cities, under the whole kingdom of Antichrist, which have such doctors and teachers in the university for the whole world. Page 27. Answer. The rest of the priests and teachers who have come from the universities, and those who have set up themselves to be teachers, as in this book you may see, say that Christ in heaven has a human body, and others say that he has a human soul, and you say, there is no human or earthly thing in him. And forasmuch as you're saying, it is the greatest error under Antichrist's kingdom to say the universities are the fountains of ministers. That is a true word. It will be well for you if you are not caught in this fountain among these errors, maintaining them, for such are they who quench the Spirit and speak the Scriptures in that Spirit which they did not come by. And these are those who have deceived the whole world. And all such who make ministers in their wills, quench the Spirit, limit the Holy One, despise prophesying, make a trade of Scriptures which came not by the will of man, for the satisfying of their own wills. And happy would Dell have been if he had lived in what he spoke. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.